From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After the tortured rollout of the Obama administration's new health care initiative, the head of the agency that oversaw the effort is stepping down. The White House confirming Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has submitted a resignation. NPR Scott Horsley says while early glitches with the online health insurance exchanges can't be blamed on the 65-year-old Sebelius, they did occur on her watch.
Well, the president himself has said it wasn't Sebelius who was responsible for writing the code of the website, but certainly she was the secretary running the department, and if there was a problem with the website, she at least should have known about it, corrected it, and alerted Obama so that he was not saying on the eve of the launch, it's going to be great, it's going to function like Amazon and Kayak.
NPR Scott Horsley, the president reportedly will nominate his budget director, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, to replace Sebelius. As for Sebelius, she dropped no hints earlier today. It was business as usual as she testified before members of the Senate Finance Committee, where she defended the president's health care plan, which she says is on track.
Last week, we announced that 7.1 million Americans have signed up for private insurance through the marketplace. As of this week, 400,000 additional Americans have signed up, and we expect that number to continue to grow.
The president has remained publicly supportive of Sebelius during the troubled rollout, though she was conspicuously absent last week when he heralded the recent surge in enrollments in his signature initiative during an event in the White House Rose Garden. A strong magnitude 6.1 earthquake that hit an area near the Nicaraguan capital of Managua has reportedly caused some injuries in a town north of the city, where at least 28 homes were also damaged. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake at a relatively shallow depth of 6.2 miles was centered about 30 miles north of Managua. Number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time has now fallen to its lowest level in almost 7 years. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the drop in so-called jobless claims was better than most analysts expected.
Some analysts think we're starting to see a rebound in the economy following the long, cold, stormy winter. The bad weather was hurting a lot of businesses, and with the spring, we're seeing better job growth. The past couple of months, the economy gained about 200,000 jobs per month. That's still slower than many economists would like, but better than it was midwinter. As far as this latest report, last week there were fewer people filing for unemployment than we've seen since way back in May of 2007. Those jobless claims were down 10% from the week before, so that's a pretty steep drop. Some analysts caution that the numbers might be thrown off by seasonal factors, but the overall trend is definitely that fewer people are getting laid off and seeking unemployment. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 266 points to end the session at 16,170. The NASDAQ was down 129 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling on 18 European leaders to quickly move to authorize financial assistance for Ukraine. In a letter released today by the Kremlin, Putin warning Ukraine's mounting gas debt could force Moscow to start demanding advance payments from Russian suppliers. Putin warning if Ukraine fails to make payments, Russia's state-controlled Gazprom could completely or partially cease gas deliveries. Disney is celebrating the 50th anniversary of its ride, It's a Small World. Amy Kiley of member station WMFE in Orlando reports a worldwide sing-along has helped mark the day.
It's a world of laughter, a world of
laughter. Fans of It's a Small World have been contributing to the sing-along online and live at the park. And just like the ride, they're using a mix of languages. Walt Disney helped create the Small World ride to honor UNICEF at the 1964 World's Fair in New York. It doesn't have the latest technology, but Disney World blogger Dave Shute says it still appeals to kids.
It's got color, it's got action, it's got toys, it's got miniaturization, which kids always like. So it's fun for kids, but it's also kind of fun for adults.
Disney World is releasing a video compilation of the sing-along. For NPR News, I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
Comedian Stephen Colbert, best known for satirizing political conservatives with his show on Comedy Central, headed to late-night network TV. 49-year-old host of The Colbert Report, chosen to succeed late-night star David Letterman as host of the CBS Late Show when Letterman leaves that show next year. The network in a statement said Colbert has signed a 5-year deal. They did not say whether the Late Show will stay in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington. Support.